Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai. So I'll be reading today Adi Leela, chapter 3. I'll start with the introduction and I'll read as far as I can and stop at 29. So this is the chapter, the introduction. In this chapter, the author has fully discussed the reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, thought it was wise to make his advent in the form of a devotee, to explain personally the transcendental mellow reciprocation of service and love between himself and his servants, friends, parents, and fiancés. According to the Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan, or congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The incarnation for this age especially preaches this process, but only Krishna himself can explain the confidential loving service performed in the four principal varieties of loving affairs between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna therefore personally appeared in his plenary portions as Lord Chaitanya. As stated in this chapter, only for that purpose did Lord Krishna appear personally in Navadvip in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein represented much, Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein presented much authentic evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures to substantiate the identity of Lord Chaitanya with Sri Krishna himself. He has described bodily symptoms in Lord Chaitanya that they are visible only to the person of the Supreme Lord. And he has proved that Lord Chaitanya appeared with his personal associates like Sri Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other devotees to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya is both significant and confidential. He can be appreciated only by pure devotees and only through the process of devotional service. The Lord tried to conceal his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by representing himself as a devotee. But his pure devotees can recognize him by his special features. The Vedas and Puranas foretell the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but still he is sometimes called significantly the concealed descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Acharya was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's father. He felt sorry for the condition of the world because even after Lord Krishna's appearance, no one had interest in devotional service to Krishna. This forgetfulness was so overwhelming that Advaita Prabhu was convinced that no one but Lord Krishna himself could enlighten people about devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Thereafter, Advaita represented Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Advaita requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water, he cried for the Lord's appearance, and the Lord, being satisfied by his pure devotees, descends to satisfy them. As such, being pleased by Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya appeared. So that's the introduction to the chapter. Now I'll read the verses. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. I have given the purport of this third verse. Now, O devotees, please listen to the meaning of the fourth with full attention. May that Lord, who was known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent of the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in this age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Raja, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vrajadham. Once, in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. We know that there are four yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. Seventy-one Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. I'm going to read a short purport here. A Manvantara is a period controlled by one Manu. The reign of 14 Manus equal the length of one day, 12 hours, in the life of Brahma. And the night of Brahma is of the same duration. These calculations are given in the authentic astronomy book known as the Surya Siddhanta. This book was compiled by the great professor of astronomy and mathematics, Bimal Prasad Datta, later known as, yes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who was our merciful spiritual master. He was honored with the title Siddhanta Saraswati for writing the Surya Siddhanta, and the title Goswami Maharaj was added when he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life. The present Manu, now this is a, going back to reading the text, the present Manu, who is the seventh, is called Vaivashvata, the son of Vivishvan. 27 Divya Yugas of his age have now passed. So just to do the math, it would be 27 times 4,320,000 solar years. At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Rajadham. Servitude, Dasya, friendship, Sakya, parental affection, Vatsalya, and conjugal love, Sringara, are the four transcendental mellows, or rasas, by the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Vraja with his devotees, devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. I'm going to read the purport to that text. The descent of Sri Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is very purposeful. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who knows the truth about Sri Krishna's descent and his various activities is at once liberated and does not have to fall again to this existence of birth and death after he leaves his present material body. In other words, one who factually understands Krishna makes his life perfect. Imperfect life is realized in material existence. In five different relationships, we share with everyone within the material world neutrality, servitorship, friendship, filial love, and amorous love between husband and wife, or lover and beloved. These five enjoyable relationships with the material world are perverted reflections of relationships with the absolute personality of Godhead in the transcendental nature. That absolute personality, Sri Krishna, descends to revive the five eternally existing relationships. Thus, he manifests his transcendental pastimes in Vraja, so that people may be attracted into that sphere of activities and leave aside They are imitation relationships with the mundane. Then, after fully exhibiting all such activities, the Lord disappears. Text 13. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. So this is Lord Krishna, and what he thinks. For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulence, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. I'll read this purport. After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with his devotees. In Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, actually that was part of the sentence, I'll start that again. After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings with the devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. One may understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Vrajabhumi. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrajabhumi simply by executing the ritualistic regulative principles mentioned in the scriptures. By following scriptural injunctions, one may enhance his appreciation for the glories of the Lord, but there is no chance for one to enter personal dealings with him. Giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering personal loving affairs within the Lord. To teach the principles of such loving dealings, the Lord decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Okay, back to the text. This is text 17. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. These liberations are Sharsti, and that is achieving opulences equal to those of the Lord. Sarupya, and that is having a form the same as the Lord's. Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord. And Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept Sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. Short purport. Those engaged in devotional service according to the ritualistic principles mentioned in the scriptures obtain these different kinds of liberation. But although such devotees can attain Sarshti, Sarupya, Samipya, and Salokya, they are not concerned with these liberations. For such devotees are satisfied only in rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The fifth kind of liberation, Sayujya, is never accepted, even by devotees who perform only ritualistic worship. To attain Sayujya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the aspiration of the impersonalist. A devotee never cares for Sayujya liberation. Text 19. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So one pastime that comes to mind about chanting the holy name together in Nam Sankirtan, if everyone looks up, I was thinking how the chanting of the holy name, all the animals, the tigers, the elephants, all the lions, they were all chanting the holy name together. Imagine that. What did I miss? I see Archie Prabhu is pointing. Okay. And Lord Chaitanya. Snakes. Everyone was chanting the holy name together. So just imagine the importance of chanting the holy name, not only together, but when we're out on the streets and we're giving people the holy name on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, that Thursday night during the month, or even during the week. Sometimes I hear Harinam going out and they go locally. How many of us are inside the house in our homes and we're hearing the chanting and we're chanting along with the Harinam party, though the Harinam party is on Venice Boulevard, we're in our houses, we're chanting with them. Notice the faces on people when we're on Harinam. They're coming down the street. Notice the faces, how their faces get so bright. Their faces, you see people smiling. When we have Rath Yatra in August, notice as we're going past people, or the people are walking past us, coming towards us, look at their faces and how they become happy. And they're smiling and laughing and taking pictures. This is the potency of the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this age of Kali Yuga, where the chanting of the holy name is the means for deliverance. That famous verse, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalona stevena stevena steva, gatiranyata. In this age of Kali Yuga, The means to become self-realized is the chanting of the holy name. It's the only way, the only way, the only way. So we have quite a gift here. We have come in contact with Harinam Sankirtan. And how many of us here, before joining the temple, saw the Harinam party and became attracted to that? I know I was. I think everyone here can say at one time or another they saw the Harinam party. So now it's our turn to give it to others. Text 20. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. So here, Lord Chaitanya, example is more important than precept, setting a perfect example of how to be a devotee. Purport. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for Sarsti, Sarupa, Samipya, or Salokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for their personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them, because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord Himself can teach the highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of the incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the system of worship recommended in this age, he also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord Himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Text 21. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. What is that verse? Glanir Bhaviti Bharata Abhyuttamam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Yidai Yidai Dharmasya. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. What is that one? Parichanaya Sadunam Vinishnaya Sajurkshitam Masamstapataya Sambhavam yuge yuge. So texts 22 and 23 were spoken by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 4, 7, and 8. Text 24 and 25, which I'm going to read, are also from Bhagavad Gita. That's 3, 24, and 21. So 24 is, if I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living and living beings. Whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow in his footsteps. Okay, there's a little bit of a different translation here. Whatever actions a great man performs, common people follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. What is that verse? The Sanskrit? Excuse me? Yad yada charati shrestas. Tad tade vichiro janat. Sa vimana kurute. Locus tad anuvartate. Thank you. 26. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraja. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls? This quotation by Bilvamangala Thakur is found in the Lago Bhagavatamrita 1.5.37. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. So I'll read this purport and then we'll be finished with the reading. The Pratama Sandhya is the beginning of the age. According to astronomical calculation, the age is divided into 12 parts. The first of these 12 divisions is known as Pratama Sandhya. The Pratama Sandhya and Shesha Sandhya, the last division of the preceding age, form the injunction of the two ages. According to the division of the preceding age, form the injunction of the two ages. According to the Surya Siddhanta, the Pratama Sandhya of the Kali Yuga lasts 36,000 solar years. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the Pratama Sandhya after 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga had passed. So let's chant ecstatically one mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, together, and then tomorrow we'll begin reading with text number 30. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai. Thank you very much. And may you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness.